Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment knows all about leadership. Katie K. Snap became a leadership performance coach and a nationwide speaker after leaving the world of engineering about 21 years ago. Today, she's the founder of better-leadership.com. This is an online resource for what she refers to as the everyday leader. She's recently released her book, Skirt Strategies. That's 249 success tips for women in leadership. Joining us on the line now from her offices in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to share her unique approach to educating her audiences on the basics of leadership and topics relating is Katie F. Snap. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
When you speak and work with leaders in whatever the context may be, what's the missing piece you find for them? I mean, where do you find yourself jumping in to help with the development process?
Wow, great question. Everyone's just a little bit different, but I do find regular themes that run in and out of most leaders' situations. One of them is probably their internal belief systems that they deal with that tend to either empower them and help move them along, or in some cases, limit them because of the things that they may be telling themselves that aren't always so productive. And that might look like daily things such as, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it that way, or, oh, I can't believe I got that reaction from the customer. And then it hinders your productivity because now you're distracted by something that could be potentially unproductive.
Katie, what are the basic foundations from where you sit? What are the basic foundations of leadership? What do leaders need to have to be leaders?
You know, somebody asked me that recently, and I said it's really a host of things that all work together, including skill sets, definitely, including experience, how you compose yourself, self-management, certainly. If I had to look at, you know, what one certain skill was that was really critical, and all the great leaders have, other than the self-management, which is really critical, the actual deployed skill, I think, is initiative. Taking action to get something done, whether it's through tapping others or whether it's taking it on and doing it yourself. Great leaders don't just sit back and watch things dissolve around them. They're the ones that initiate change and initiate things happening.
Is there a delicate balance between micromanaging those initiatives and letting the people, so-called under you, do the work they're there to do? Is that a tough balance for people?
Yeah, you know, the byline on my website actually is brilliance through balance, because that happens day to day. I call them the everyday dilemmas, these situations that the everyday leader must face. Do you trust someone or do you look over their shoulder? Do you micromanage them or do you let them flow through it and figure it out themselves? Do you err on the side of helping out the customer or do you err on the side of helping out your employees? They're tough questions day to day. If it were simple, anyone could lead. But truly, those dilemmas that face us are those that we have to figure out where our leadership character is going to come through. What type of leader are we going to be in those situations, and what's the best decision to make?
Katie, I know that of particular interest to you is this concept, this idea about the power of story as a mechanism to produce behavioral change in leaders. How does this work from your vantage point?
Well, I talked to leaders just a bit about where they've come from and where they've gone or where they'd like to go and what sort of intentional decisions, you know, brought them there. I use it as an example. My first career, which was engineering in the aerospace world, I went into engineering because of a freshman advisor that within a 10-second frame made a decision for me that I was going to be in pre-engineering. You know, fast forward a few years later after college, it ended up being what I did for my first career. Terrific first career, loved having it. It wasn't where I belonged in the long term, and it wasn't an intentional decision. How many of those decisions in your past have determined where you are now? So as leaders develop their cognizance around what they want to do and what their storyline is, they take a look at decisions that have been made in the past that have affected them. They look at, as I mentioned before, belief systems. They look at patterns. They look at value sets. And the more those come to the surface in how they're aware of what they're doing on a daily basis, the more they can plot their future. As my mentor coach, Dr. David Kruger, says, what is left to the unconscious is often left to fate. If we're not aware and completely have our radar up about what we're doing, then we're really not determining our future.
Katie, you're an engineer. There's no surprise that neuroscience, the neuroscience of our brains, is a part of your thinking and your model and your sort of the way you approach all of this. You've said that understanding this can help us understand how the brain naturally opposes change. Let's, if we can, let's do a little brain surgery here. How does this look from where you sit?
If you look at the way that our brains build patterns and habits, there's actually a physical indication within those patterns and for those patterns and habits within our brains that are neuropaths, connections between neurons, the active cells within our brain, of which there are over 100 billion. And as they start to talk to each other and transfer information, ideas, memories, they make connections. Those connections that fire together wire together. So they become these paths that make it easy for us to think, because the paths are the paths of least resistance. They become habits. After all, when you get in your car in the morning and start it up, do you think about what you have to do? Do you think about backing out of your driveway or going down the street? You don't really have to anymore. Those aren't really, although that's thinking, it's not really conscientious, higher-level, executive-level thinking that we like to believe that we use day-to-day. Those are passive thoughts that are going on. When leaders understand that most of what they do day-to-day is through passive thought of patterns that have already been in existence, like running a meeting by over-controlling, or making a decision without getting others' input because you're comfortable doing that. When you do something to success, you probably do it to excess. You're probably not being as optimally using your skills as you really could be, as if you were using your higher level of thinking or your conscientious thinking. So to me, that helps leaders understand that patterns and habits are a part of something we've built into the neurological system of our brain. Now, that might be a difficult sell job for some folks, but so many of my clients happen to be in industries where if you talk about habits and behaviors and squishy things and listening better and, you know, all those soft skills, they tend to shy away from it because it's just a little too far away from what they can get their hands around. But when I start to identify it as a way that our bodies respond to what we've done in the past and how we can change it and why it's difficult to change it, then there's this aha, oh, okay, so you're not just telling me to be a better listener or to involve more people in decisions. You're telling me to listen to my patterns and the history behind the way that I've set them. Now there's a reason that the brain resists it. Now I can see why it's so hard for me to change. Now I can see why I have to be thinking at a different level than I do before. It gives a little bit more explanation than as, you know, a lot of us in the industry say, holding hands and singing kumbaya. There's reasons why change is difficult, and we can actually get into our minds and change the patterns of our brains through reprogramming.
Yeah, you know, well, thanks for the sort of engineering perspective on that. We're visiting with Katie K. Snapp. She's the author of Skirt Strategies, 249 Success Tips for Women in Leadership, and her website, www.better-leadership.com. Your website at better-leadership.com, this is a resource for leaders looking for ideas. What can visitors hope to find there?
Well, it's a process in work. I started it about a year ago, and it's pushing about 90 pages right now. Its intent is to be able to have quick find answers for leaders that are searching for some of the answers to those daily dilemmas. Probably, you know, this is interesting. One of the biggest hit pages that I have is around ones around team development meetings, of which I give them a few free icebreakers and some tips for running a great meeting. Mm-hmm. And another one of the high hits on that page from what people are looking for is email etiquette, which is, wow, is such a pain in people's sides, the way that we misuse email. And so I work with leaders to help make their offices a little bit more functional around what some of the standards should be and what's appropriate and what's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I've also built a blog. Now, my blog is an edited blog. It's not something that anyone can just throw some junk up there. But what I have recently initiated is a blog for leaders to share their own stories with one another, either dilemmas that they may have or books that they have read. so that they can start to hear what other leaders are dealing with. And if you've got, I invite anyone to go to the leadership blog and either read it or definitely add to it. There's opportunity to respond to the postings as well, so you can either post something about a dilemma or a question that you may have, or a skill maybe you want to share. Or one of the blog topics is bad leadership stories. So if you've got an issue that you've had with a bad leader or an experience that you wanted to share, and you can leave your name anonymous and change the name of the bad leadership as well. Go ahead and post it up there, and folks like reading that because they like to know that there's things that are going out there that aren't ideal, and it's tough to be a great leader, and sometimes we're the victim of bad leadership.
Absolutely. Now, the book, Skirt Strategies, where is that available? How can we find that?
That's available on my website. If they want a signed copy, I can send them one directly, so they can get it at my website. It's also available at barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com.
How cool is that? That's great stuff. And this is your first?
This is my first book, yes. It just came out in November of this last year.
How does it feel having that behind you now?
The book?
Yeah.
It makes me want to write another one.
That's a great answer.
It's been a real ride. I had no idea what to expect from it. And truthfully, David, I wrote it for my clients. But as it started to get passed around and distributed just a little bit more, it caught on and it gave me this momentum for getting it distributed even more widely. And I've gotten such great feedback on it that it's just motivated me to do more with writing.
And then are you continuing, of course, you're continuing to speak and do other sorts of workshop activities. Tell us a little bit more about what you're up to.
Okay. I love being in front of groups. I do workshops pretty regularly around team development, around writing your story. It can be for general leaders. It can be for everyday leaders. I also can do workshops, or I do workshops regularly for female groups only. I love doing keynotes, and there are a few on my docket that are upcoming that I'm looking forward to. So
great.
It's something that's been rewarding as a leader to be able to speak to more than a small group at a time and get the message out.
Excellent. Well, it's been a delight to have you. Katie K. Snapp has been our guest. www.better-leadership.com is the website. Her new book, Skirt Strategies, 249 Success Tips for Women in Leadership. Katie, it's been great to have you on. Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Great. Thank you, David. I enjoyed it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.